Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of Hound Pound Sports Talk. It's been a long time since we've had an episode, but we are glad to be back on the air on 91.3 WHJE. I'm your host, Jay Sterian. Alongside me, as always, is Mr. Charlie Meyer. What's up, Charlie?
How you doing, Jace?
Great.
...roll this year, so that adds a little bit more depth to this pitching rotation for this Carmel team. But again, moving back to J.D. Rogers, the kid can rake, and I'm really excited to see how he does just as a young sophomore, just to see kind of what his potential is for the rest of his baseball career.
Yeah, and I remember watching him in middle school, like even as young as middle school too, and like he would, like for Creekside, he'd always bat leadoff, and the kid can hit. But going back to what you're talking about for pitchers, I will say, though, that I am actually very confident in the staff this year with guys like Aiden Bradbury, who's a Cincinnati kid, Zach Vogt, who is going to be playing college baseball in a smaller environment. He is still definitely a good pitcher. You know, when he gets on, he can really pitch, along with Alex, Drew Kelly, and Michael Yurick, one I think is personally, I think one of the best players on this team because he's such a diverse player and he can play. Now he can pitch. Do you think conditioning is something you really worked on the offseason, knowing the increased role inside that you'll have on the team this year?
For sure. Obviously, Breakfast Club, it sucks, but it definitely helps out a lot. You know, you could definitely tell a difference when you're out there, when you're out of shape with pitching and when you're in shape. Because when I've been out of shape pitching, and that's where I'm getting rocked by the other team. That's where I'm just exhausted. That's where my mind's not in the right place. But if I'm in good condition, I could tell like I'm ready. Like my arm feels good. I feel good, and then that's when I'm just at my best as well.
I just feel like probably more so a confidence thing. I know I can knock down shots. Players know I can knock down shots, but it is more of a confidence thing in games. Just choosing the right shot to take. Some of my shot selections I say are kind of forced sometimes, but just trying to figure out the right shot selection, and that'll definitely change next year.
One last question I have for you is, how has kind of impacted you as a leader losing teammates like Chris Chin, Joe Martin, Greg Sutton to other schools? How has that impacted you as a leader and having to step up, especially going into your senior year?
So we all still stay in contact, just to let mm-hmm. you guys know. We're all still cool. I think coach is cool with everybody. Mm-hmm. But it really hasn't, the leadership concept really hasn't changed. I feel like throughout my high school years, basketball-wise, I've always been that leader to step up even before they left. I feel like those guys were kind of looking up to me, just keep on pushing, telling them to keep on going. It's not over. We got to keep on going. We got that one more step to go. So I don't think that step is stopped, but, I mean, I don't think really anything's changed.
Now, moving on to this week's game against Penn, you know, you guys win. You're back to where you were last year, you know, and it seems like they've said, you guys did better the regular season. You know, you guys are winning by a lot more. But against a Penn team that's very good, 26-4, as we mentioned, a team with a lot more diverse height than you guys, are a pretty big team. What do you think you guys need to do to get over the hump and move one step closer getting back to that state title game?
Biggest thing that we're working on for this game is rebounding. If we rebound, we'll win the game.
How much of his potential can come out in the NBA?
That's the thing. If you can't make a pass during Big Ten basketball, how are you going to play against the Warriors?
Yeah, that's fair.
True. And also, one thing, too, is going back to McRoberts, I mean, definitely, though, if IU really wants to have success in the tournament, he definitely has to shoot the ball a bit more. I mean, don't get me wrong, everything else he's doing is perfectly fine, but McRoberts has to shoot the ball because that's where, that lack of ball movement and offense, because every time McRoberts gets the ball, he looks for a pass. Don't get me wrong, he does everything else right, but he has to start making jump shots in order to advance far.
Last thing I'm saying, for Ohio State, Ohio State, 62.
Loses.
IU, 58.
Buddy.
IU can't guard Caleb Wesson. They have no one to guard Caleb Wesson.
What about Joey Lane?
There's on IU who can consistently guard Caleb Wesson. When they played them in IU in Bloomington, Caleb Wesson tore him apart.
I mean, I think when it comes down to it, if IU realizes what's on the line and you have, we talked about, Juwan Morgan, Romeo, McRoberts, you have all those guys go for it, I put IU ahead, not by a lot, but I have them winning by 4.
Ohio State has a good shooting has a good shooting day and they're beating
IU. Well, no, don't get me wrong, they're a much better shooting team than IU, but I think one thing is
I wouldn't even say that. Ohio State for the past 2-3 years has been mainly focused on defense. IU now has been playing really, really great basketball, but the one thing Ohio State can do is score the ball. Outside of Caleb Weston.
And it's all and a lot of it gives credit to Chris Holman, the success he had at Butler, bringing him into the program. He's a fantastic coach. I think he's one of the most underrated coaches in college basketball, and I love him. I love the intensity that he brings and the tenacity that he brings to every team he coaches. He did it at Butler, and he's doing it now at Ohio State, which is great for him. But, yeah, it'll be a very interesting game to see. So with that, we're actually going to wrap up the show from all of us here at Hound Pound Sports Talk. We thank you so much for tuning in. This has been Hound Pound Sports Talk, only here on 91.3 WHJE.